From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm Ross Reynolds. This is The Conversation. The Seattle City Council is voting on the city budget next Monday. They've made some changes in Mayor Mike McGinn's original proposal, and he joins us to talk about it. Thanks for joining us, Mayor McGinn.
Thank you for having me.
Tell me what you think about the changes they've made.
Well, first of all, we're grateful for how much of our original proposal is being approved. We've had a significant new additions to the budget. We're able to increase our officer force by 20. We've looked at a new program called Career Bridge to help provide services to to felons returning to the community and get them into good jobs. And, you know, we've made ads in a whole host of other categories as well. There's a couple of areas where we do disagree with them. One is that they are delaying expansion of the Seattle Youth Violence Prevention Initiative. We know that there are at-risk youth who've been on the waiting list or we've not been able to serve because of funding limitations. We never cut the program, but in the bad times, we weren't able to expand it. And now we want to expand it to include 400 more at-risk youth. They've also delayed the planning for the East Lake streetcar line, which would connect South Lake Union to the U District. Would be projected to have up to 25,000 riders a day, which, put it in perspective, that's as much as Link Light Rail carries through the valley right now. And they've delayed that by a year, but by the same token, they've also approved funding in the future. So they are supportive of the line, just not doing the planning right away.
Do you have to accept these changes that they will vote on Monday, or is there anything you can do after the fact to change it?
Well, you know, that's the way the budget process works. So we work to develop a budget, and we have. And again, this year was different because we actually had a few more resources to put into it. We'd made some tough choices in the past, and we had a stronger economy. And then it goes to the city council, and they hold public hearings, and they make their adjustments, and what they pass is the budget.
You know, your budget assumes that by 2014, tax revenues will return to pre-recession levels, their peak there. Is that prudent with the federal government on the edge of a fiscal cliff that could throw the economy back into a recession when the euro crisis is still unsolved?
You know, and there are risk factors out there. And so a couple of things I want to say about that. One, we've exceeded our revenue projections the last few years. So the folks doing the projections have been appropriately conservative. We've also outperformed our spending targets. We've underspent what was budgeted. Both of those things are one of the reasons why this budget year was better. I think we brought $17 million cash balance into this year's budget due to new revenues and underspend. We also are rebuilding our rainy day fund. In fact, by the end of 2014, we'll have our rainy day fund back to pre-recession levels. So even in the depths of the Great Recession, and even in the toughest budgets, we made affirmative choices to begin rebuilding that rainy day fund in case we face tough times. So we know that projections are just that. They're only projections, and it could be worse or it could be better. So we've tried to be conservative in our projections, and we've rebuilt our rainy day fund.
Now, what about the state budget? The city gets quite a bit of money from the state, and that's going to be facing a huge deficit again this year. Have you taken that into account when you look at what the city can expect in the coming years?
You know, and that is another risk area. In some cases, what we've actually seen in the last couple of years, and we had to work hard, was revenue sources that come to the city. The state would look to have those, you know, to appropriate those revenue sources to themselves. And so far, we've done okay at preventing that because it's important, as we see these big cuts in services, to leave some local flexibility for investments. So we'll keep watching that. Many of the cuts that you'll see, actually the cuts affect mainly the people of Seattle. They don't necessarily come through our budget. Mm-hmm. But things like education funding really matter to people in Seattle. Protecting basic human services. A lot of human services funding comes from the state level. So we'll be watching that, just like we'll be looking at the feds as well. For example, the federal government cut something called community development block grants, which we use for economic development and for providing homeless services. And we had to make adjustments in our budget to maintain the level of shelter and homeless services that the feds were cutting. And we were able to do that. Again, we've been as prudent as we can with our dollars and made tough choices so we can have a little bit of flexibility to deal with those things. But we will be very carefully watching both the state and federal levels because they do have effects on our local budget.
Mayor Mike McGinn, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
And once again, the city council is going to approve that budget Monday. The mayor saying he's pretty much on board with what they have done with it.